His role in Come to the Garden on Stage, based on Jennifer Wilder Morgan's newest book, Come to the Garden on Stage, none other, the famed actor himself, Mr. Lou Gossett Jr.
The great.
What's up?
Wow.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed and highly favored for an old codger. People be dropping like flies. I have no intention. My great grandmother lived.
Where's George Wallace? People are dying who've never died before. I don't know why he says that. That is so ignorant.
You say your great grandmother lived to 115?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Incredible. You know, just listening to your voice, Lou Gossett Jr., it makes me feel like I'm watching a movie right now.
Oh, there you go. There's a lot of them coming out. We'll talk about that on another time.
Okay. What's the storyline of this Come to the Garden on Stage?
Well, the storyline, of course, is she got an epiphany, and she paid attention to it. As some of us get those epiphanies, and if we're spiritually available, we get the lessons and get on with what the message is. And, of course, the message is God is in charge all of the time for her and also for me. So I have a friend who produced it, told me if I was interested. Mm-hmm. I said, anybody who has an epiphany is good for me because we need a little bit more of that, especially down during the election time with all these lies and stuff.
Yes.
We just kind of come to God and not to one another so much.
Can you paint us a picture of this awesome technology? Explain this fusion of live action and animation. I don't quite understand how you do that.
Well, it's a combination. It's new. It's new. The newly thought. Frank Eakin is a brilliant friend of mine. I did the audio book of 12 Years a Slave with him. And it's just something that will please the people paying attention to it. It's something new, which we need these days. And it keeps your interest. It gets the information, makes it indelible. And some people are going to start copying it.
Now, can you paint a picture of what the story is for those who are not familiar in the book? Can you give us the story?
Well, basically, she was going along, you know, kind of doing her wonderful life and had an epiphany, had a message, a awakening, a spiritual awakening, which each happens with each one of our lives. And if we're in a certain spiritual position, we pay attention to it.
You know, what is it about faith-based entertainment that makes it so popular? You know, there was a time when people were kind of afraid to go in this direction.
Yeah,
and now it's more popular than ever.
People were afraid before, if you remember. You read it in the Bible and in books. And all of a sudden they're forced to, when they get up against the wall, to go there. But now I think it's time in society, with the world headlines, what's happening, we need to go there again. I just finished a film called The Reason, and that's faith-based. It's going in that direction. We had the war movies, and they're making an awful lot of money with the flying saucers and all that kind of stuff.
That's a big deal, yeah.
So it's a bigger deal than we're beginning to realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're getting down to the crux of life, and we have to pass it on to our children properly.
Does that make you hopeful about Hollywood, that
Very
there's
hopeful
this
about
movement?
The world. Mm. Very hopeful about the world. Hollywood goes where the money is, but there's also those artists in there that go for the truth.
Man, his role in Come to the Garden on Stage, Mr. Lou Gossett Jr. You know, we look at you as a pioneer of television. Did you ever envision TV and film broadcasting branching out the way it has? This
technology? Oh, no. I keep knocking wood, saying, well, here we go again. It comes full circle. Back to the truth. Eventually, one way or another, our life, our entertainment, it comes back to the truth in full circle. And we have to deal with it one more time.
Well, we've got so much admiration for you. On today's screen, who do you admire?
Oh, I admire people like Kevin Costner. Mm-hmm. I really admire Ice Cube. Mm-hmm. Mm. I admire all of the new John Legend, Quincy Jones, my buddy. I mean, there are two things in our career. One is a comet and the other is a meteor. The meteor flashes really bright and disappears.
Right.
Then there's those comets. To come around again and again and again.
Can you talk about your Eracism Foundation for...
Well, that's back to... Once again, it's an epiphany that God is in charge all of the time. We're talking about who has the most money or the most bombs, and we fight and we disagree and we kill one another. But none of us on this planet are stronger than God.
Mm.
And we got the lessons to know how we all survive as a people. And once more time, we have a family... That's the number one family in the world, and you see the color. He's speaking the truth. His hair got white in 6 weeks, but he stuck with it. And you start putting people in that same category, Dr. King and Nelson Mandela and people like that,
right.
And their lessons are really true. They always come back to the point one. that we need each other desperately on this planet. And we need to be the way we started in the tribal ways of Africa and different places, the First Nations, on everybody takes care of everybody.
Thank you, sir, for your time. You're magnificent. We appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you.
Johnson Jr.
All right. God bless you all.